from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our program today, the weekend edition of Life Change. Glad you're listening in. And throughout today, we'll be talking to you a little bit about the ministry that we have in Myanmar and in Africa. So many of you support these ministries. We'll talk to you about that. And we thank the Lord for the pastors that we are able to help. But every Saturday, as you know, as we come on with these programs for the weekend, we have one of the people that join us. Sometimes we have a guest that's never been on before, but today my good friend John Jekyll is with us. John is actually my neighbor. He lives just a few yards away from me, so you and I don't get away from anything, do we, John? We see each other all the time. But John's a dear, dear friend, and on the weekends we have one weekend we have with our attorney friend, Mac McMillan. We have Greg Rumo, a chemist, on with us. We also have Haas Wiggins that comes on and talks about the work of firefighters and police. But today we are so glad to have the wonderful veteran missionary and minister of the gospel, John Jekyll. You've been married 60, how many years again, John?
68.
68 years. Well, that's wonderful. I'd stick right with it now, John.
I will. I think I can hold on.
No? Yeah. So, John, tell us what we're going to be talking about today, what you'll be sharing.
Well, hopefully, I'd like to talk to you about holiness. That's a word you don't often hear anymore, and yet it is a strong biblical concept, holiness, holiness unto the Lord. God is holy, and the church should be identified by its holiness, and yet I'm looking today and finding it hard to find holiness in all too many churches. We have gone leaning in the way of all flesh, and it has taken us away from a distinctive requirement that God has set, and that is holiness. We set apart for God.
So how does one become holy, John? What does a person have to do?
To be holy. I guess it has to do with your relationship with God. Because we're not holy in ourselves. We are sinners saved by grace. But once you have been impregnated by God himself, which is what the scripture says, when you become a Christian, you become the temple of God. And that's an important reminder. Because if you forget that, you don't see yourself in the light that you should. The beauty of Christianity is a transformation happens. And the transformation is you go from being a sinner to a saint. You go from being the house of disrepute, a house of sin, to the temple of God. Now think of that. That's an amazing thought. You become the temple of God. God dwells in you. And there's a verse of scripture that I read to you from Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 12. And here's what it says. And this is the basic law of the temple, the basic law of the temple, absolute holiness. The entire top of the hill where the temple is built is holy. Yes, this is the primary law of the temple, primary law of the temple. Now, what the scripture does say is that we become the temple of God. When Christ comes to live within us, we are now the housing of God. God lives in us. That's a miracle. It's an amazing fact, hard to understand. But once you give your life to Christ and he moves in, because Jesus said, we're going to move in. I'll live in you and you will live in me, John 14. And he said, my Father's going to live in you and you're going to live in my Father. And the Holy Spirit's going to come and live in you and you're going to live in the Spirit. And so there's this oneness, there's this unity. And this temple now is not yours anymore. It's the temple of God. And if it's the temple of God, then what is the absoluteness of this temple? Holiness. That's what the scripture says. So when you give your life to Christ, there should be, there must be, there absolutely must be, the direction in which you're going is absolute holiness. Now, holiness is being set apart for God. And to do that, you have to let go of the old and put on the new. You have to walk in the Spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You walk in grace. You do not walk in sin. You walk in love. You walk in God, for God is love. And so the temple, see yourself as the temple of God and recognize this one big truth. Holiness is absolutely necessary in the temple. That means you cannot live the way you used to live. You cannot use the language you used to use. You cannot think the thoughts you used to think. You cannot accept the way of life that you used to live. It's not you anymore. Absolute holiness is what God requires. Yes, but who can be absolutely holy? That's the big question. Can you be absolutely holy?
Yeah.
That's the point to which we are to move, not the point that we arrive at all the time. And that's why there's scripture that says, if you sin, if you miss holiness, if somehow your thoughts stray, if somehow you speak out of turn, if somehow you are negative, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins if we confess them and get us back into the realm of living a holy life. Other than that, we're outside the realm of glorifying God because he lives in us. Can you imagine that? I mean, so when people look at me, they should be seeing God, the holiness of God. When they hear me, they should be hearing the holiness of God. That something about us should be standing out. Every other organization in our society, none of them demand absolute holiness. They demand allegiance. They demand your money. They demand your time. They demand that you be part of the system. But none of them require absolute holiness, except the body of Christ, which is the church. God requires that. And he goes as far as to say, look, you don't belong to yourself. Once you give your life to Christ, you do not belong to yourself. You have nothing to say about what you're going to do, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. And if you belong to God and he lives in you, then God is in control. Then it is now the kingdom of God in you, not the kingdom of self. You've done away with the kingdom of self. That's an unholy system, the kingdom of self, because we are sinners. But when you give your life to Christ and you become a child of God, the temple of God, then God requires of absolute holiness.
You know, John, you're talking, it reminds me as a child, I'm sure you remember days like this, going to those old tabernacles, and on the front it says, holiness unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that, I thought, as a child, that's an imposing statement up there, holiness unto the Lord. We're listening into Life Change Weekend, and so glad to have Pastor John Jenkel on with me. I have here one of our newsletters, and I'm just looking over it. And John, we have a number of people here, I'll show it to you there, that we support overseas. Some of these are wonderful pastors. This one's name is Oswald Mawango, Pastor Mawango from Africa with his wife. And they're taking classes with Padron Ministry College. And these pastors, most of them, have very significant churches, they growing churches, but they never had much of an education, so we're here to help them with that. Another one here is Robert Ndulu. These names are kind of interesting, and his wife, and they're ministering in Africa, a handsome couple. And here we have the director of the whole Miramar ministry, Dr. Munn, that's on the picture here. Then we have a number of students that we have had over in Myanmar that we support. and we're thankful for all of them. Many of you support these people, and we appreciate that. I want to suggest to you to send a gift in to help them. Whatever you send in goes directly to them. We have a way to access the funds to them privately, and so it gets directly to them within a day. They have it once we send our check. And you can go online if you want and simply go to our webpage at dinapadroministries.com and simply go there to the place to donate and do so. Or you can send it to our virtual office, which is the Regus Post Office, R-E-G-U-S, Regus Post Office, 433 Plaza, Real Suite 275, Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. That's Regus Post Office, 433 Plaza, Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And thank you so much. Many of you send funds in on a regular basis. If you want to send a one-time gift, fine. But thank you so much for these funds. You know, John, as you're talking about holiness, I was thinking to myself, there's probably some listeners out there, and they talk about their life, and they're thinking about their life, and they actually have a desire to be holy, perhaps, but they've had some, you know, they've had some real mishaps along the way spiritually. Probably some of them before they ever came to the Lord, and things that happened they wish had not happened. Some that maybe after they came to Christ, they had some real backsliding maybe in their life, that type of thing. What can you say to them to help encourage them with this holy life?
Well, what you can say is, God never gives up on us, never gives up on you.
Isn't that wonderful?
In our frailty, in our humanness, holiness is not easy to come by. There's a constant battle going on within you. I think Galatians, Paul writes and says, there's a battle within you, the flesh against the spirit, and you're never free from that battle, he said. So consequently, there are times when you do not act in holiness the way you should. And you lean the wrong way. Does God understand that? Of course he does. Does he have a solution for that? Of course he does. And it is this, two-sided. One, confess your sin and you'll be forgiven. We'll start again. And the second is, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you've got two things to do. Straighten out your walk. Stop doing what you're doing, thinking what you're thinking, going where you're going, that puts you in a position where holiness can be threatened by an act of your will, taking the wrong step, going backwards instead of following Christ. See? So there's a point at which you have to pursue holiness. What does that mean? Pursue the knowledge of God. Because if the rule of the temple is absolute holiness, then the more you know of God, the more you live in holiness, if you are one with him. Because he's letting us know, when you become one with God, holiness is the end result of that, because God is holy. Mm-hmm. Now, because we are in the flesh, this battle goes on. Paul says, sometimes I do what I don't want to do, and sometimes I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing, but I'm doing it anyway. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who's gonna save me from this dilemma? How do I become holy? And his conclusion is, I thank God through Jesus Christ. That'll happen. If I'm in Christ, if I stay in Christ, if I live in Christ, if I move in Christ, if my mind is... And here's an interesting point he makes when he talks about absolute holiness with being on the hill. It was back in Ezekiel. He said, the entire hill where the temple is built is holy. Yes, this is the primary law of the temple. If you liken that to the top of the hill, your holiness begins in your mind. If the mind of Christ is in you, you are more apt to be moving in holiness. If the mind of the flesh is in you, if the mind of the world is in you, if you are worldly minded, which is a term we often use, the worldly minded, you're not going to be thinking God's thoughts, and you can go astray. You can find yourself in unholiness. Now, there are different stages of unholiness. I think Paul talks about the unholiness of sexual immorality. And I'm looking at the church today, and some churches are condoning LGBT and all the rest of that. But that's That's not holiness. That's sinfulness. Mm-hmm. And to allow that into the church is to put yourself in jeopardy with reference to God, for God is holy. Mm. And you don't stand in the presence of God, in the presence of holiness, as an unholy person. Mm. When Isaiah looks upon God and he sees God, he says, "Oh, wretched man." Mm. And he falls to his face. I'm unholy. And God has to take a coal off of the altar, sends his angel and touch Isaiah's lips and says, "Okay, here's the healing. Holiness can be yours and is ours. When we are in the presence of God, confess our sin and welcome him into our life. Out of that, now we start a new life to live, one of separation. We don't always like to be separated. And yet the scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You cannot live in two worlds. If you're going to live in the temple of God, absolute holiness is what God calls for. Does it mean I have to be absolutely holy all the time? It means you should be striving for that. Can we ever get there? You should be getting there a little at a time, step by step. Every day you should be closer to God. And then your life becomes a reflection of that. And that holiness comes. But it's not a one-time dip into the pool of holiness and you come out holy. There is a sense of holiness when God lives in you because he's holy. But to the degree that you walk in faith with him, to walk in love with him, walk in response to his will, absolute holiness is where you're going. Even in the New Testament, I think Jesus uses the term, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, how can I do that? The closer you get to your Father in heaven, the more you look upon him, the more you study the nature of God, the more you welcome the Spirit of God within you, the holier you are, the more you shun sin and you move towards holiness. The church needs to be moving toward holiness. Mm-hmm. What identifies us different from every other organization in the world, organizations that do good and are philanthropic and all the rest of that, what sets it apart, what sets the church, what should set the church apart is holiness, absolute holiness. It's not what we do, how we do it in the name of God, and the life that we live is an imperative. New ministers, old ministers, doesn't matter. We are called to lead the church in holiness, and you can't lead them in holiness if you are not holy. I've known pastors who have gone in the wrong direction, unholiness, and they have had to sanction wokeness, and the church is split, and we go through that now all the time, and the split's going on because there's unholiness trying to come into the life of the church that is supposed to be holy, and they can't dwell together. Light and darkness can't dwell together. Mm-hmm. So when God comes in, listen, no excuses for sin. Holiness is where we're moving. Mm-hmm. Let go of the sin. Repent of the sin. Change your keep your mind stayed on God. Mm-hmm. And holiness will be the developing lifestyle.
Yeah, John, this is. I want to thank you for speaking out the way you are today, because that's what we need to hear. And holiness is a challenge, I think, for a lot of people. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. So glad you're listening into the program. I do want to remind you to support our pastors in Myanmar. They have a civil war over there, going through a very difficult time. To send a gift in, simply send it to our virtual office, if you wish. Regus Post Office, R-E-G-U-S, Post Office, 433 Plaza, Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Or you can simply go to Dino Pedro Ministries, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Pedro Ministries, and simply go online and make a gift through our donation button, and we'd be glad to hear from you. John, I want to ask you a kind of a practical question. We have just a couple of minutes left here, but how many years have you been saved? Now, you've been saved 60-some years.
68 years.
68 years you've been walking with the Lord.
Well, preaching.
Preaching, so it's longer than that. Longer than that, yeah. So, we often talk, as pastors, we talk and we say, have your devotional time, have your time with the Lord and that type of thing. What are some of the practical things you've learned through your experience, just practical things, that draws us closer to the Lord as we consider this holy life? What are some of the very practical things? And again, we have just a couple of minutes left here, but give us some of those practical
things. When I was young, the practical thing that we did was, depending, who are your friends? Now, I had some friends as I was growing up as a child, played in the park together. But as I grew older, I recognized there was a difference. And when I started entering a new church phase, growing up in my, when I was baptized, then the fellowship that I had to choose was not with the world, but with the church. Mm-hmm. And I would jump on my bike and ride a half hour just to be with Christian friends. And that was what kept me in the way of holiness. I did not put myself in a position where I could fall into unholy behavior. So watch out who it is that you are joining yourself with as you grow up. In the journey, your friends will make a big difference in your attitude and your spiritual life. What fellowship does light have with darkness? If you want to stay holy, don't hang around with the darkness. Don't read the books that are darkness. Don't get into pornography. It's darkness. Don't watch what you see on television. Watch what, and now with these computers, I'm shocked sometimes. I open up my computer, go to Facebook, and suddenly I have a pornographic picture in front of me. And I'm saying, how do you run from that? Be careful what you watch on your computer, on your phone. The devil will put everything in front of you to take away the holiness. Shut it off. Turn away from it. Turn away from it. And keep the fellowship with the Christian faith. That's an important issue. If you stay close, well, the scripture says, keep your eyes on Jesus. Walk in faith with Jesus. In fact, here in Corinthians, he says, run away from sexual sin. No other sin clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Or don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. That's an important issue. My life, I can do what I want with it. No, you can't. When you give your life to Christ, you do not belong to yourself anymore. You belong to God. He dwells in you. Your responsibility then is absolute holiness. Walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust. Stay in the faith, you will not fall away. Well, a prayerful life. Read the scripture. Feed on the word of God. You'll grow in grace.
Great stuff, John. I really appreciate you sharing that. We've had Pastor John Jenko on with us today. Glad you've all been listening in. And holiness, what a great challenge, what a great opportunity to walk in holiness, as the scripture says. Again, I thank John of those signs I saw in many of those tabernacles in the old days. Holiness unto the Lord. And we were taught holiness. It's a very important part of life. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our Bible study. Monday through Thursday, I teach. Then we have one of our colleagues come on Friday and share the Word of God. And also, don't forget, on this weekend edition, we have the programs dealing with people's testimonies and lives. And also, we have these regular guests that are coming in that are a source of blessing to our lives. So thank you so much for listening in today. Again, let me remind you to help our pastors in Myanmar, help our pastors in Africa. If you're sending a gift, please send it to the Padron Ministry. And that's the address is Regus Post Office. That's Regus, R-E-G-U-S, Post Office, 433 Plaza, Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432, or you can simply go on our webpage, Dino Padron Ministry, and go there and send a gift in where the donate button is found. Thanks for listening in to our program today. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your house of worship where you go to this weekend, and we'll check back with you on Monday with Life Change Today. Have a blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.